USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you're planning on heading out of town for the Thanksgiving holiday, get ready for lots of company on the roads and at the airports. AAA is projecting over 54 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday period. That would be one of the busiest ever and at pre-pandemic levels. Axia Diaz is a AAA spokesman. She says people are anxious to get in their cars and see their family and friends.
People really want to get together with family and friends. They, for whatever reason, whether it's because they haven't gotten to travel a lot during the pandemic or they simply just enjoy it so much, they're making leisure travel a priority, and they might be cutting back in other areas of their lives, but they're definitely wanting to get back out there.
A Walmart employee armed with a pistol allegedly opened fire at a store in Chesapeake, Virginia Tuesday night, killing six people and injuring four others. The employee then fatally killed himself. On Tuesday, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, visited the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso, Texas, with fellow Republican leaders as concerns about the border remain high. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick tells Fox Business that more needs to be done.
We need to reinstate policies like Remain in Mexico. We've got to get the technology and the financial resources down to the border so there are physical structures in place that can help these agents.
Initial jobless claims are on the rise. The Labor Department says 240,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's 17,000 more than the previous week's revised total. Most Fed Reserve officials believe they should slow the pace of interest rate increases after approving a fourth consecutive 0.75 percentage point rate increase at their meeting earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
New York City officials are getting ready for the 96th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade Thursday. The parade's executive producer, Will Cost, tells NBC's Today Show the start time is usually 9 a.m. Eastern, but this year the parade will kick off 15 minutes earlier.
We've got a ton of parade, one of the biggest that we've had, an opportunity for us to get us on our way a little bit sooner so we can really go at an even pace.
Early voting is underway in Georgia, where a runoff election is taking place between incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and GOP challenger Herschel Walker. In Atlanta on Wednesday, Senator Warnock says turnout is extremely important.
I'm feeling really good about where we are right now. We've got a lot of momentum behind this race, and we're going to win.
Another tech company is announcing layoffs.
In the latest in a wave of layoffs that has hit the tech industry, HP says it will eliminate 4,000 to 6,000 jobs, roughly 12% of its workforce, through the end of 2025. The computer maker projects that the cuts will save an annualized $1.4 billion. Executives say a pullback in demand for personal computers continues to pressure HP's bottom line. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.